Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at Mohawk's Edge Summit meeting, and I'm with Rick Ogle, the CEO of Brewer Flooring Group. Rick, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
I'm always impressed, Rick, with this organization that you have, 40 years old plus, and continues to grow. We had you in our top 100 in November. Now, this is our estimate, but we had you at 82 million. Is that close?
We never published that, but we're somewhere in that range, maybe a little higher.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people may not know is that while the company grew up in Oklahoma City, you're now, is it 25 locations or it's more than that now?
There's more than that. We're north of 30.
And you're spread out all over the country. You've got branches in Florida. Tell me your major cities.
We have West Texas, Lubbock and Amarillo, Oklahoma City, obviously, and Oklahoma in general. Just added Tulsa. We have Louisville and Lexington, our two new addition. And then we're obviously in the state of Florida, spread out. And St. Louis is one that we had for some time now. And then also the Quad Cities in Iowa and Illinois.
Well, you talk about growth. You know, how do you pull off growth and success through this huge span of geography? You know, so many of these locations are a long way from your headquarters.
I think it started with my partner, Tom, the founder of the company. His conservative planning for cash and how we have to grow is very, very methodical. Doesn't seem that way some years, but it truly is. If we can't envision it being successful in 10 years, then it's just not something we need to be doing. And the numbers have to make sense. We're not looking on any one location to retire on, but they have to contribute in the long run to be successful.
So one of the answers then is talent, right? You have talent in these locations?
That is the biggest reason. Our talent pool has risen to the occasion. They, for some reason, believe in us, and I'm so thankful for that. And they truly get it. And so we're very, very blessed to have not just partners, but managers, RSAs, our office staff, in every location that I really feel like are trying to do the right thing.
All right. We know you're growing because you're adding locations. But same store sales, given what's going on with the doldrums within the replacement business, how's that part of the business doing?
It was challenging this year. That started off first two quarters. We really, you know, struggled like everyone else, I think, or at least it seemed to be. It's picked up in the last two quarters. So we're liking where the needle's going now. We're making it through the year as unscathed as anybody can be in this industry. And once again, we're just excited to get to 25 and see where we're at there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should give plug to CCA Global, right? Because, I mean, you're part of that. You're an active part of that.
Yeah, we've been a part of it. I joined late 88, early 89, and it's all I've known. And they're an incredible partner, and they have a great team. And it's gone through a renaissance, obviously, with the leadership change and so many things there. But their talent pool seems to be growing as well. So we're excited to continue to always be part of the co-op. We're proud members of the co-op. Tom's still on the board with co-op. And that's been a big reason for our success. I don't always bring it up because I think I've said it so many times. I hope everyone realizes that they've been a big part of our success. And the co-op is the members. So it's our other members, talking to our other members and sharing ideas. You know, we have friends all across the country, and we get our best ideas from our other members. And sincerest form of flattery is, you know, stealing of whatever ideas you can. And that's been the biggest thing for our co-op, in my opinion. It's just our membership and the openness that we go to battle. We've been in FEI as well. We're one of the few members that's in the co-op and also in FEI because it brings a different side of the business for the builder side. So we've been very fortunate to have a lot of ideas brought to us from a lot of smart people, and then we just have to execute them.
All right, I held this to the middle of this interview, but you have big news that was announced at this meeting. You've been named Mohawk's Retailer of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell me, you know, why do you think Mohawk picked you as their Retailer of the Year?
Well, I hope it's because of our partnership. They've always met us where we're at, and they always really try hard to succeed with us rather than because of us. That's important. I've been doing this almost 36 years now, and they've been a part of that journey the whole way. I think it's more of just, we make sense to each other, and their team has always respected what we're trying to do, and we've done the same. You know, we have other partners in the industry that we work really well with on so many different levels, but Mohawk, especially over the last two decades, has really made an attempt to enhance our business, and because then they get the returns on their own. So we're very thankful for their leadership And that goes from, you know, Mr. Loberbaum all the way down. There's been some key individuals this year that have really pushed hard for us, and they always continue to engage us and challenge us. So if I could, I'd like to publicly thank them. Mike Donnarumma's one. Jason has been a great partner with us, and then Jamie Kim. Those three individuals that seem to really have our ear, and we listen to each other, and that's what it takes in any kind of partnership.
Human nature, people do business with the people they know, like, and trust, and so they're doing a good job with that, right?
Oh, yeah. And there are so many other, their Dow side and so many other their groups internally that we do well with, but this is the biggest small business that you can be in. There's so many moving parts to it, and it's a miracle that anything gets done well. It really is, if you think of how many people touch a product before it's actually in someone's home. So to deal with people that you know and trust, and just always have your guard set aside and not always be having to watch your back with your own vendors, it's not that you can trust everything, but you have to have a modicum of trust or it just doesn't work. So we're very fortunate to have their team in our lives, and hopefully we bring the same thing to theirs.
We're at this meeting. What are you seeing here this year at this big rollout for 25 that deserves mention?
They got some interesting things coming out. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. I tell my team this. One thing that I think that Mohawk does well is their R&D division. They always push, and that's needed in every industry. I give them praise for continuing that. We can't just sit around and wait for the next thing to happen. We got to make it happen. Hopefully our team does the same thing. But yeah, they have several products that we've seen this year that we're excited about. It's pretty balanced attack this year. So they continue to thread the needle the best they can on products and hopefully have some success in 25 showing those.
Rick, what's your outlook for 2025?
So far, we're thinking that 25 is going to be pretty pesky the first two quarters, and then we're hoping that third and fourth quarter get our energy back and we start moving in the right direction again.
And then beyond that, even better, right?
We're hoping. I mean, there's still a lot of pent-up demand out there in housing and so many other things. So we're hoping that, you know, this little bit of darkness we have moves towards the light as quickly as possible.
All right, Rick. Again, congratulations. Quite an honor for you to get this Retailer of the Year for Mohawk. Again, been talking to Rick Ogle, the CEO of Brewer Flooring Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.